Hi, my name is Laura Werlin, and I am the author of 6 books on cheese, and I teach, educate, and do everything I can think to do with cheese, and recently I was inducted into Les Guildes des Fromagères, a international cheese organization, so join me at laurawerlin.com.
iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine, on the web at iWineRadio.com. I'm Lynn Crelo Chamberlain. Welcome to Wine and Dine.
Well, if you're looking for cheese ideas to serve for Super Bowl and beyond, you can always tweet Laura Werlin. Her Twitter handle is at CheeseLady, and the cheese is with a Z instead of an S. Laura Werlin is back with us, the author of Mac and Cheese. There's no better authority on cheese in the United States than Laura Werlin. And we were just talking about people in San Francisco being in mourning right now because their team is not part of the Super Bowl. But
yes, it's so sad. It's so wrong.
But at least the people in Seattle, my gosh, they're just on pins and needles. It's Seattle and Denver, right?
Yes, it is. And all I can say is, go Broncos.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
Yeah,
it's so funny. So how are you going to entertain people? And of course, the recipes that you're talking about are in Mac and Cheese or on your website?
Actually, a little of each.
Okay.
But Mac and Cheese, Please is the title of my book. And I have an entire chapter called Party Time.
Okay.
And one of the recipes I have in there is I really did have Super Bowl in mind. One is just nachos, mac and cheese. And if you think about what's on nachos, it's pretty much what's in the mac and cheese, with the exception of the guacamole, which you serve alongside, and same with the salsa. But there is, instead of, you know, whereas on traditional mac and cheese, you might find breadcrumbs on top. In
yeah.
this case, you do crumpled tortilla chips.
Okay.
And it's got beans and 3 kinds of cheese and some jalapeno and sour cream, you know, all the things that you would find on nachos, but it's in the mac and cheese, and it hits every sort of comfort food zone in the body and fits the party bill, too.
And the brain, comfort zone in the brain.
Right. starting there. And then on my website, I have one for buffalo chicken mac and cheese with crispy skin.
I saw that.
Yeah. And so that is pretty much what it sounds like. It's, you know, buffalo wings are spicy and traditionally served with a blue cheese dip and some celery and carrot sticks alongside. And so I put the celery and blue cheese in the mac and cheese along with, you can use cheddar or gouda. And then the crispy skin is kind of my ode to the outside of the chicken wings that you, since you can't really make mac and cheese with chicken wings. So that
just
was
saying crispy skin. Chicken skin gets people salivating.
Well, it does, but if it seems like if some people are kind of wary of cooking the skin or something, it couldn't be simpler. But some people,
yeah.
I've noticed, get a little bit nervous about it.
Yeah.
You know, you can just forget it, and I say put bacon on top.
Oh, there you go. That's
yeah.
I love it. And it could be even, oh, gosh, is it sacrilegious for you to use, like, turkey bacon?
No. I mean, I say use what you like.
Okay.
And there's, I mean, mac and cheese is a decidedly unsnobby dish, and it's also pretty much a blank canvas. So put in what you like and take out what you don't.
And so, what kind of beverages would you serve with this, or is this like cerveza all the way?
I think it is pretty much beer food. I have to say. I mean, I have definitely done wine because I tend to prefer wine, but you don't want anything that is going to be a little too special because it'll just get killed with all the spices and cheesiness of the mac and cheese. But beer is definitely a way to go, and so too sparkling wine. I think for wine drinkers, go for the bubbles.
Are you still hooked on that new Manhattan using the gin? I just can't get over that.
Yeah, you know, I really am. I mean, the Distillery 209 barrel-aged gin is just, it's very bourbon-like.
I don't see it. I don't see it in my market.
Well, it just was released about a month ago. So
okay.
It's only making its way to market right now, and I don't know who's going to be getting it because I don't know anything about it other
right.
than that I tasted
right.
it and loved it.
Right.
So, yeah. But, I mean, you know, I think that on Super Bowl, it's not so much about pairing. It's really about having great food and great beverages, and if they go together, that's even better, and if they don't, you're not going to notice.
And people don't want to be in the kitchen cooking. They want to be sitting in front of the TV screen.
Well, right. And so with mac and cheese, you could make them ahead of time, and in fact, I mean, you can assemble them for sure, like the day before, and you can cook them before people get there. It stays hot for at least an hour. It's unbelievable how long it will stay hot. And so it really is good party food. But if you don't even want to go in the kitchen in the first place, then I say just serve cheese, you know, by itself. Get a big wheel of brie or a big chunk of a great, you know, French cheese like Comté or Swiss Gruyere or something like that. And, you know, have some fruit and some grapes and some dried fruit and good bread and, you know, and charcuterie, all of that. And everybody can kind of have a charcuterie buffet with good cheese. And I don't think anyone would complain.
Right. It's like an indoor picnic.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. It's like tailgating at home.
Last week, I had the pleasure of interviewing Olivier Krug of Champagne Krug.
Right.
And earlier that day, a friend of his from Italy came round with some Parmigiano Reggiano and some olive oil. So for breakfast, they had Parmigiano Reggiano and a glass of Krug Grand Cuvée. And he said it was absolutely a match made in heaven. He was bringing it home, and that's what he was going to enjoy with his family at the end of the day.
Nice. Well, it makes a lot of sense because I like champagne or sparkling wine of any kind with salty cheeses. And if you think about when sparkling wine is served, it's usually with salty things like caviar or smoked salmon or that kind of thing. And so it makes sense to me that it would work with the Parmesan. The only issue I might have would be that Parmigiano Reggiano actually is quite savory, but it's also has kind of a fruitiness to it. And I'm surprised that it didn't sort of kill the fruit in the wine, but it sounds like it didn't.
The Grand Cuvée has a very decided lemony character to it.
Well, you know, I mean, if Olivier said it worked, I say it works too. Because I've never tried it, but boy, I'd sure like to.
Yeah. Wouldn't us all? Now, I've got a queer question that just occurred to me, because as the cheese lady, you certainly have an opinion about this. I don't know if you eat much pizza, but I know in the United States, they're going to eat a messload of pizza also in homes, order takeout. Do you know of any national brand or frozen brand of pizza that does a better job with their cheese, higher quality cheese than others?
No.
Okay. So in other words, make a homemade pizza.
You know, yeah, or I mean, I live in San Francisco, so I have access to such great food, and there happens to be a spectacular pizza place one block from my house, and so they use, of course, all good ingredients, the cheese and everything else. So, you know, I'm spoiled. I don't have to look in the frozen food cases. And I have heard an ad recently, and I can't remember who it was for, where they talk about not using anything but the cheese, you know, no sort of anti-flaking agents and things like that.
Yes.
But I don't remember which brand it was, honestly. Again, the food is important for Super Bowl, and certainly when it comes to cheese, I am a purist. And so I just say, get whatever you think is going to be the tastiest and the most natural, really. And, you know, these days you can get really good frozen pizza dough. And so So it's super easy to just make your own and put your own kind of tomatoes or tomato, not fresh tomatoes at this time of year, but canned tomatoes and cheese and go to town.
I've even made pizza on flour tortillas to avoid a lot of dough.
Right. You can do that too. Flatbread.
Laura Werlin, Twitter handle at Cheese Lady, and that is with a Z. Thank you so very much for joining us this week on Wine and Dine, as always.
My pleasure. Go Broncos once again.
Oh, my gosh. We will have links up for you to learn more. And really, if you have a last-minute cheese question, she has her smartphone in hand. You're listening to Wine and Dine. You're listening to iWine Radio.